Those of us that are in the natural think spiritual things are weird or nonsense. People that lives in the natural, they think what? Spiritual things are weird and nonsense. That's the unsaved man. Even the person with the unrenewed mind. That's why they don't spend time with them, because they have not come to learn or come to know that these things are precious and valuable. So to be spiritual minded to a natural man is nonsense. It's weird. But to become spiritual minded, those of us that are born again, born of the Spirit, and that are in the Spirit, these things are real. And the more we meditate on them and feed on them and spend time fellowshipping with the Lord, these things become a reality. They become real. As we confess, and then we confess, we say, then we act, we do, we stand, and then we worship God. What did Joshua say? What did the book of Joshua say? What did Joshua say in 1 and 8? This book of the law shall not do what? Notice what it says. Shall not depart from thy what? Mouth. But in thy law shall thou do what? Meditate. How long?
Day and night.
Why are you meditating in it? Because you want to get it where? In your spirit. Day and night, that thou mayest observe to do what? According to all that are what? Written therein. Now notice what he said, and this is why most people, or I should say some people, don't do it. Notice what he said. Then, after you do this, then thou shalt make thy way prosper. And then thou shalt have what? Good success. Notice that he's telling us how to deal wisely in the affairs of life. He's telling how to be successful. He knew this is not a surprise to God. He knew when Adam let Satan in this earth realm, anybody in the house today? He knew when Adam allowed Satan to come in this earth realm. He knew what Satan had been. Satan had operated and he had been over the commerce of God. He knew about all kinds of figures. He knew about all kinds of stuff. And he knew what he would do. And so he's very wise, or should I say, I don't know if it's a good word. He's very smart with figures and money and handling money. Because that's what the world operates on, this system, this mammon system. And you gotta admit, there's a bunch of money out there that wicked folks got. Huh? They look like to me, they wiser than we are about money. We sit around and think 50 cents, they thinking 50 million. If I could just get my light bill paid, they think about paying off, buying a city. I'm talking about one individual. And we thinking about, oh, if I could just get somebody to pay my light bill. And we have been very, what word could I use for that? sedate, very narrow-minded thinking in this area. And we got a wise God. God that want us to be full of everything. Come on. We think pennies, and they think millions and billions. One man owned more than a whole state. Worth more. What if Christian Fellowship knew how to call in $1 billion this year? What could we do? But you know, you mentioned $1,000, we just follow in the flow. And somebody have to pray to resurrect us. And it's sad. But if it was some foolishness, going to some kind of club, we'll be, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead. But we're changing, aren't we? Amen. I said, what if we dare to get somebody in the midst to agree with us and we come together in agreement? Said, this year, Lord, we claim, you know, I'm making it, we claim $1 billion, all the whole congregation leave. Y'all laughing. Y'all laughing. But I'm going to show you how since we're here, I'm going to show you how many, because most of them gone now. Got a whole new group. But a few of you here can remember. The church decided, the board I got with them, they decided to buy me that Lex out there, and that car is 21 years old. I think it coming up this time, this may be 22, but it's 21 years old. And a portion of the church left because they bought a car. Thing didn't cost but $67,000. And they passed out on $67,000. You see how we are? Here the world got billions and billions of dollars. And our country's so wise, last account I had, we were $18 trillion in debt. And that was going up. I wonder how God thinking. Reckon he thinking maybe we could handle, he could afford $25,000. I believe he said the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. So, how do these things become real to us? What does it take for spiritual things to become more real to us than natural? We live in a natural world. We have a natural body. Amen. And we live among natural people. But we've been born of the Spirit. Didn't we just get through quoting and repeating 2 Corinthians 5:17? And it says what? Therefore, if any man be where? In Christ, he is what? Do you know what new mean? Anybody can? Do I need to let them pull up a definition, put on the board then, so we can see what new is?